You can call him the General, Coach, or Bob. But don't call him Bobby. Bob Knight talks Big 12 hoops with Bad Radio. Thursdays at 2:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet, Outlet Computers, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
4:34. Don't forget, ticket stock is this weekend at the Plano Center. And it starts Friday. That's day after tomorrow. We will be out there with presentation from 3 until 5. We've got the Hardy Awards show coming down that day. Doors open at 5. First 5,000 through the door will get the brand new Ticket Chick calendar. Midget Wrestling at 7. Time Wasters at 8:30. Saturday, the doors open at 10 a.m. And Antonio Bryant, Dan Campbell, Aaron Downey, Brendan Morrow will all be out there. Sunday, the doors open at noon with Jim McMahon, Josh Howard, Desperados Dancers, Cowboys Cheerleaders. That is just a little thumbnail sketch because there is going to be so very much more at Ticket Stock. There always is. So hopefully everybody is planning on making your way out there at some point during the three big days this weekend. Time now to stop down for a little. And this is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. This Thursday, I believe that would be tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken, Kid Rock, along with Puddle of Mud, at the Tarrant County Convention Center. And then Monday, Linkin Park rolls into the AAC. Two huge shows.
I talked to Scott today. Mm-hmm. He said he's got some still, believe it or not, he's got some amazing tickets for that Linkin Park. Ton.
Well,
just great seats for it.
If you need one, you need to call Texas Tickets right now, 214-696-8001. Remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's have you get a little flashlight going. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who's likely to go whap on us at any moment.
I hope you do that. I hope you do that one time when we're
up
around
here.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Don't you, Runge? Be funny.
I must say, I would not hate seeing that.
And boy, the things that we would do to you when you were passed out.
Well, you don't stay passed out for a long time.
It won't take us long to do it.
Okay, good.
Hey, don't drink for the next 2 days, and do it during the Time Wasters performance. Right after Norm.
Right.
Just flop around on stage.
Right after Norm. Right after you sing Norm.
We'll clean your poo up afterwards.
Maybe we can set an over and under and let the P1s vote on it when you're the exact moment you're going to pass out.
And I'll come out with a tree branch and poke you in the mouth like I did the possum that night. All right, here is Cobra.
Okay. Norah Jones, her second record is out. It's been out for a week now. It's called Feels Like Home. We listened to it last week.
I like it. I've listened to the whole thing of this.
Okay.
And it's good. It's very solid. Surprisingly so.
I need it back.
Cobra.
You do?
Cobra.
Yeah, so I can sell it to the UCD store.
Don't give it to him.
I'm not.
How many records do you think it has sold in 1 week, Mike and or Greg?
$1 million.
I think it's sold over 1 million copies because I think the advance orders were like 800,000.
1.02 million copies. So you were right.
That's good.
Mike. 1 million. 1 week.
How great is that?
She's got 16 more to go. Are they going to call it a failure?
Well, it says that her first album has sold 8 million copies since its release in 2002. Is that
eight?
U.S.?
You know, I get so mixed up on that. And I read the other day where Bon Jovi had sold 100 million. And I'm like, well, I thought the Beatles were number one with like 105.
Yeah. I don't understand all that either.
Sometimes I think those people just kind of trick up their own totals.
Well, it's the best debut since NSYNC's Celebrity sold 1.88 million in 2001.
Eight!
It's the second best week ever totaled by a female artist. Britney Spears holds it the crown with Oops, I Did It Again, which arrived with 1.32 million. So not bad for Norah, local girl. Good friend of the show's, too.
We need daughter of Ravi Shankar.
We need to get her on again.
We need to get her on the first time.
Yeah, replay the first time.
Yeah, I don't know if
we
ever have.
That's what we need to start doing. We just need to start just saying that we've had all these people
on. Right. Why can't we get her on? Surely she listens to us when she comes back in town. She's probably a big sports nut.
You think?
She has no idea the station exists.
Think she might be a big Stars fan?
Yeah.
I'll be willing to bet if you take a football, a basketball, a soccer ball, and a volleyball, she couldn't place them.
Yeah, but she loves this show, especially.
I'm sure she does.
She likes entertainment.
Right, this segment is one of her favorites.
Cobra.
Grego?
Yeah.
Shocking news out of Los Angeles, where a rapper and two other men were arrested in connection with the stabbing of a security guard outside an L.A. nightclub.
Yeah.
Can you believe that, Grego?
No. I cannot believe that happened.
It's amazing.
That can't be true, though.
Why?
Fine, upstanding.
Because it's a stabbing.
A stabbing, because they shoot people. They carry guns. They don't carry knives.
Now, you're going to have to help me out here,
Kevin. Just put caps and asses around the nation. They don't stab people.
Or they put a blade in the ass.
Rapper Loon.
Loon.
Was arrested with two of his buddies.
He owns a bar here in Dallas.
He's 28 years old. His real name is Chauncey Hawkins. He is signed to P. Diddy's Bad Boy label.
Who's
now,
that?
Call me an idiot.
Run DMC. No. Beastie Boys. Cool G Rap.
LL Cool J.
Cool G Rap. Master Ace.
Jay-Z.
Rakim. Big Daddy Kane. Dr. Dre. All the N.W.A.
Ludacris.
KRS-One.
Snoop Dogg.
Stretch from Naughty by Nature. Nas.
50 Cent.
Tupac. Biggie. Jay-Z.
Puff Daddy.
Right.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, that's who he is.
Listen to how put out Eminem sounds in, like, the third rapper before Norm busts in on him. He's just like, Kool G Rap, Nas.
Run DMC, Beastie Boys, Kool G Rap.
LL Cool J.
Kool G Rap, Master Ace.
All right.
Jay-Z.
The Loon and his buddies were arrested and booked for investigation of murder.
So one of those things that will never not be funny?
Right.
Now, Grego,
it's never been fun.
Why don't you guess why they stabbed him, the security guard at the nightclub?
Probably because he wouldn't let them in.
Bingo.
I mean, they're rappers. I mean, the law doesn't apply to them. They do whatever they want to do. They kill cops. They beat women. Laws don't apply to rappers. Let us in.
Because
they live in the life, man.
The security guard refused to let the three men into a party for rap act Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Never heard of them.
The guard was taken to a hospital and his injuries were not considered life-threatening.
I promise you heard some of their songs. I don't know who Loon is. I don't think he's shown up on the mainstream radar screen yet. But Lil Jon and the East Side Boys, they have quite a few recognizable songs.
We've been sampling Loon.
I bet I've never
Get
heard
low.
Of any of them.
I bet you've heard that one.
Get Low.
How does that go?
Oh. Get Low, slap the bitch. Pull out the Glock, shoot the man. There it goes.
That's it. Grego's heard it before.
My God. And we will hear that again.
Get low, shoot your bitch.
Every time a rapper comes up, what's his big hit? Doesn't he sing,
that's it.
Oh, there it is.
To the window.
To the wow.
To the wow.
No, I've never heard this.
Oh.
You never heard that before?
Where would I have heard this?
I don't know. Just different places.
I don't play that
Those
on...
Those clubs that you go to,
Corby. I don't play that on the Mesquite Channel.
K-Love?
The Range isn't carrying that?
By the way, I gave K-Love a shot today.
And?
I heard about six songs. I was interested in one.
Which one?
The Cow Sills.
Down by the Lazy River?
No.
Which one?
The flowers in her hair.
Sorry, man. I mean, it's not for everyone. It's more people my age. The Paris Hilton sex tape.
Mm.
Of course, I did hear Frankie Valli, too, and any time you can hear the great Frankie Valli, it's a good thing.
Well, you know what? 2 out of 6 isn't bad for a radio station. That's pretty good. Give it K-Love another shot. They're not bad.
This is something that we may need to check out because the Paris Hilton sex tape is going global.
Who's got it?
Rick Solomon, who was the guy being...
serviced?
Yes.
Mm.
Has set up a website called TrustFundGirls.com, along with his brother Jim, for the purpose of hosting and selling the Paris Hilton sex tape.
Everybody's seen it for free. Why would they buy it?
Because it's not just the little 3-minute black and white night vision thing. It is over 37 minutes of high-quality footage.
This is the expando version that's out there.
If it's not a lot of money, I'll buy it.
It's $50.
Nah, no way.
$50 for 5 plays over a 5-day period.
Do you spank?
What do you mean, 5 plays?
I don't know. It's just what it says.
So you get it $50, you get it, you can watch it 5 times?
Yeah.
That's a rip-off.
Well, TiVo it or whatever,
so
tape 30, it.
37 minutes.
And just wait till a week after. It'll be available on the internet for free.
So 37 minutes, about 3 minutes of pop.
What do you mean a pop? What does that mean?
10 times. That might be okay.
What do you mean by a pop?
I don't know, but
I didn't say a pop.
You said 3 minutes a pop.
No, I didn't say that.
I don't understand what that means.
I think you said a pot.
I didn't say that at all. Huh. Check the tape.
Solomon said he expects to make anywhere, this is shocking, from $30 to $100 million from the sale of the downloads.
I think he's overestimating people's fascination with that a little bit.
He might make $3 million, which would be amazing.
He said of Paris Hilton, he says, Paris is not going to be too stoked. I guess she can't. There's no legal recourse to be taken here, though.
Sorry or not?
What?
Is he sorry for doing this or not?
Yeah, I think he's...
Yeah, this is pretty sorry.
I think he's extremely sorry.
He says, all I know is...
Well, she's sorry, too.
Well, she's a slut.
Well, she's slutty, but she's not sorry.
If you make something like that, you don't go out and profiteer on it. I'm sorry. You don't.
Yeah, but she knew she was being filmed.
But she didn't think she was going to be filmed for everybody to see on the internet.
I guarantee you, she knew it might show up there someday, and she didn't care.
She's still hot,
though.
That
is some sorry horse face there.
He says that the response has been giant and that he's ready to promote the site full blast. No pun intended.
I don't get it, even if there is a pun.
Including outing himself as the tape supplier. Because all I know is I got the rights, it's my video, I shot it, I own it, my camera, my video, I do what I want.
You know, the really sorry thing about what he's doing, he's got to be in a certain tax bracket to even get to sniff her. So it's not like he's hurting for money.
Huh.
So what's his real motivation here?
To get money! To sniff her?
To be around her, he means.
Or to sniff her.
To be sniffing her.
I bet she smells good.
Of course she does.
I bet she does. I bet she smells real good.
Stop it.
She smells like cigarettes and chihuahuas.
No, she doesn't smoke.
Doesn't matter. It's what she smells like. She spent too much damn time in those
she
clubs.
Doesn't smoke?
Does she take that poor dog into clubs?
They were inseparable.
Well, I'm sure she does. She tries to. This
you
is her and her sister Nikki.
When you're that rich,
they were inseparable.
When you're that rich, you could have Josh, that big giant dog, and you can take it anywhere you want to go, and you can take it to the finest restaurant in New York or L.A. and take it right in, and they're not going to say a word to you.
You can take a 150-pound Newfoundland.
In any restaurant, if you're of a certain stature, and she is, you can parade that dog in and set it right there and let it drink out of fine china. And nobody's going to say a word to you because you're too rich.
So if Steven Spielberg came to Dallas and went to Bob's, he could bring in his Shetland pony.
Probably. I don't know about a Shetland pony.
Well, what's the difference?
But I'm talking about if he brought in a dog, he could do that. And they're going to usher him right in.
I guarantee you they wouldn't let him in with a dog.
They can't. Well, they're not. You're right. They're not
the health code to worry about.
Exactly. They're not supposed to, but they won't turn him away.
And what if Spielberg says, "Here's 10 grand. Shut up. Let me in."
They're in. Money. Oh, I'd love to have that kind of money.
No doubt.
But I'd take like a whole. I'd go down to the SPCA and just get like just a whole gaggle of dogs. Go, come on, boys. Let's go eat. Go right into the mansion. We're gonna eat.
Come on, boys. Angelina Jolie has issued a...
We stopped doing that
about 4 years ago.
God, scared me.
She has issued an odd statement by announcing that she has, quote, taken a lover.
A lover?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, what a surprise.
She's not saying who the lover is.
Is it a man?
It is a man.
She is with man?
Her man.
Why would you announce... And how...
I have taken a lover.
Antiquated as that, I've taken a lover.
You know, I would bet she needs a lover quite often because she seems like a girl that that's pretty jazzed up all the time.
Right over Lee Park, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to take a lover and lounge around Hoth's Edge, filling our bellies full of spiced meats.
She's been linked to Colin Farrell and her ex-husband, Johnny Lee Miller, in the past couple of months.
It won't be long before Billy Bob's back in.
Golfer Johnny Lee Miller. And the Olsen twins.
And once again. Still not legal.
They're close. They got into a fight at a New York restaurant on Valentine's Day.
With Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in there.
They were at some swanky restaurant, and they had a bodyguard with them.
They were hovering over him. They had him down on the floor. They were hovering over him going, we had some diamonds.
Stop it. No one knows what that means.
You got to tell that story, man.
He has some diamonds.
You got to tell that story.
Go ahead. Tell the story now so everyone will know.
That's what I do with Digger.
Stupid.
What do you do?
We'll be wrestling.
Yeah.
And she'll be down on the floor. She'll be on her back and everything. And I'll get up and just kind of hover over her and start waving my hands in front of her and say, we had some diamonds. And she goes,
no. He had some diamonds. We had a lot of cowpoo around. Diamonds was mixed in with the poo-poo.
Stop. What a freak you are.
It's such a great visual. I wish we had a freaking camera up here.
Just follow along on your video monitors or look on the internet. I'll be putting it up there shortly.
You know what? We're kind of late right now.
Oh, yeah. We are? I don't have a watch.
Yeah.
4:51.
Pretty unacceptable.
We'll do the Olsen twin story tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Heard over this thing, Danny.
Yeah,
reel
Danny.
Us in.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Maybe we need to give you a review tomorrow.
All right.
Our own little review.
Coming up next, a big story in the Bay Area. The Balco thing may be about to bust open. We'll get into that next here on The Ticket.